This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1762, how to avoid sounding boring when you RSVP to an event.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did you know that there is one handy little verb that you can use to accept an invitation, change an order, and so much more in English? Listen today to learn what it is with Lindsay and Michelle. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's everything? How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you on video, guys. Today's episode is also on video, so you can also check it out on YouTube and hit subscribe on that channel. Good stuff. And if you're listening on YouTube, go over and check out our podcast, right? The All Ears English Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome, guys. Definitely go and do that. So, Lindsay, on a recent episode, we used make it in a unique way. And this is, I love when this happens, when you're like, oh, that would be a good follow-up in the moment. And then I'm like, done.
Done. That would be a good episode, by the way.
I'll write it down right now. Done.
We are just like ideas coming out of our ears here, but it's great.
Ideas out of our ears.
But
yes,
this
exactly.
Is a particularly good one though, Michelle, isn't it?
Yes, Lindsay, this is all you. I wouldn't have picked up on that one. So
I'm not fishing for compliments or anything. I'm just saying it's good. This is going to be useful for our listeners, you know?
Exactly. This is going to be good. So you know what? We're actually going to start with a little role play.
Okay, I like this. Here we go.
All right. So Lindsay, can you make it to my party Thursday?
Oh yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yes, we used make it.
Yeah. And in just a minute, I'm going to ask you, you know, are you talking about baking something, right? Baking something for the party, making something for the party, right? But guys, first, I want to remind you to go and find our app, right? All Ears English app. We have iOS version and an Android version. So everyone can use this app. So go over to allearsenglish.com/app. You'll see transcripts. If you're a member, you'll see keywords that you can tap on and save. So you have a place to list those words, a special place to keep your All Ears English vocabulary in one place.
Love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Go on over there now. So, after the episode also.
Yeah, after the episode.
After the episode. Or you can press pause, whatever you like. Anyway, yeah. So what you said, make it. So as Lindsay said, you may be comfortable with using make it for things like putting something together, like, oh, we need dinner. I can make it this afternoon, right? Or maybe to assemble something, right, Lindsay?
Right, because you guys know we did our top 15 mistakes in English. We did a whole episode about the difference between, you know, make and do. But that's a different conversation, right, Michelle? Today we're talking about something totally different.
Yeah, make it is very, very, very frequently used to talk about attending or not attending something. Right, Lindsay?
Exactly. Exactly. So I think we should just dive into some more examples so our listeners will get the drift. Here we go. I'm so sorry I can't make it to the meeting today. Can I meet with you after to discuss? No, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can make it to the wedding, but I will have to buy a new dress.
Yes. So I see that this is being used kind of in a business context and a social personal context too, right, Michelle? So is it just business or what?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's just anything. I don't know that this is, I don't think this is really formal or informal.
Right.
But I do think it can be used for business, but I don't think that's the only place that it can be used.
I think you're right. So this is one of those gems that goes across everything, business, life, family, wherever you want to use it, guys, it's useful. So good.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. So, we can also use it just to talk about arriving, right?
Okay.
So you could say something like, I'll make it there by 3 p.m. if I leave by 2.
Yeah. So we may say something like, or can you make it on time? So that's kind of related to the first meaning we just talked about, to attend.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like it's used in a slightly more time-based way, right, Michelle?
Right. So this can be used more specifically about attending an event. And the other one can be a slightly different meaning, is just like arriving, talking about time, talking about numbers.
Yes.
And then there was another useful way from the dictionary that I wasn't considering. But this is about adjusting something. So this is awesome. Guys, this is from the freedictionary.com. So I'll give you an example. Can you get 2 poster boards? You know what? Make it 3. We need an extra just in case.
Oh, yeah. Now, this one it's kind of historical. Like, I'm sure you've heard this in movies, guys, especially ordering food or drinks, right? Make it a double or something like that.
Yeah.
That kind of deal. Here's another example.
Right.
I'll get my eggs sunny side up. Actually, make it scrambled, please. Now, here's a question. In that kind of scenario, you're ordering from a waiter or waitress. Is it rude at all, or is it just conversational and fun when you say make it? Because it's a little bit demanding, right? It's a little bit like,
right.
Oh, do this.
It sounds like it could be that way. But guys, I don't think that you should be worried that it sounds like that.
Yeah.
I think it's just very natural. It's just conversational. What do you think, Lindsay?
I agree. I think it's fun. It's fun. I mean, you know, you can get the drift of the person serving you. We had breakfast on Sunday morning up in the mountains. We had a really fun waitress. She was bubbly. She was fun. She was joking. And that would have been a great way. Oh, can I have some, I'll have home fries on the side. Oh no, make it fruit on the side instead. Mm-hmm. I could have said that to her. You can get a sense of the vibe because this is playful when you use this in a way of ordering food or drink.
Exactly. Yeah. The free dictionary did mention, you know, that this is good for ordering and things like that. So, or you could say, oh, we'll have 2 Diet Cokes. Make that 3, right? Sometimes we say make that, right?
Yes.
Make that 3.
Yeah. This also makes me think of the supersizing concept, right? That McDonald's, the whole, would you like to make it a supersize? I'm sure a lot of vendors said that at that time when that was a big deal. Or would you like to supersize that? They actually made it a verb, right? Or would you like to make it a supersize? I'm sure customers would say that. Right.
It's funny that you bring that up because I started watching that documentary again.
Oh, the original one?
The original one.
Ooh.
I did. I didn't finish it. But I will. But I do you ever get that, Lindsay, when you just think of something from the past, like this documentary is, maybe 20 years old. I don't know. And like, and then you're like, okay, I have to watch it now. Like,
I like to go back to old things. You know, you think about where you were at when you first watched it, your mindset may have changed or something, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like fun if you're watching with a person who hasn't seen it before.
Oh,
so.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fortunate in my relationship because I don't know how, but like I can pretty much say like, oh, let's watch anything, and Dan will be like, oh, okay, that sounds good, and he's like happy to watch it. So
that's amazing. That's rare.
I know. I'm very lucky. He's very flexible in watching things, or maybe my taste is just excellent. I don't know.
That could be too, Michelle. That could be too. But
no,
yeah,
but we started watching this, but then we have to get back into it. It's good, but that's a good point about Make It.
It's good. Yeah, guys, go check out that. So the documentary, again, just to be clear, what we're talking about here is it Martin or Morgan?
Morgan Spurlock. Okay,
I'm gonna say Martin. So Morgan Spurlock's original documentary, Super Size Me, and it's all about the controversy of, you know, weight gain in America and the role that fast food chains played by building it into their products, you know, too much food, you know.
And then that makes me think of when in New York they wanted to like ban how big the sodas were. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bloomberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So we have a lot of things like that in this country about, you know, I don't know how this discussion got started, but this theme for this episode.
And you know,
but it is true because it could be like, oh, make it a large, make it a supersize, right?
Make it a supersize, make it a double, make it a triple, right? Do you want a single cheeseburger? No, make it a double cheeseburger, right? So this would show up a lot in the too easy, and a lot of these conversations end up being about the greater good, personal health, like cost of healthcare versus personal freedom of choice, which is so sacred in our country. So that will open up another discussion for another day. I think, Michelle.
Yes, exactly. We'll save that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Make It. I mean, in all of these examples. So we talked about, you know, arriving somewhere like with a time. We talked about if you can attend something, and then we talked about this adjusting an order mostly or something that you're buying. I mean, I think in all of these examples, it's casual. I think it's conversational and natural. What do you think, Lindsay?
Oh, for sure. And it's more versatile than I realized when we first said we're going to do an episode on it. It actually is. And also, I want you guys to listen for it, because now that you know about it, you can start listening for it and really understand what people mean. They're not just talking about make versus do. That's a very rigid one way to think about the word make, right?
Right. Exactly. There's so much that you can do with this Make It, or like I said, might be make that.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of places you can go with it. And you, just because it sounds, I think that's, you know, a trap we don't want to fall into is just because it sounds a little bit casual, you know, that we think it is. And I don't think it is.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're saying, for example, for using it in the workplace, that we're afraid it might be too casual for the workplace. I mean, listen to your colleagues, see what they are saying, and mirror them, guys. That's the key. But I think anything that's going to build a relationship should be considered professional, because that's the whole point of work, is building those relationships, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So I think that this is just useful for business, for everyday life. So I'm really glad that you kind of latched onto this one, Lindsay, because I think it's an important one for our listeners.
Yeah, let's do a role play for them. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. So we're at a bakery and we're about to get some cookies.
Yes, I can't wait. Okay. Okay, so let's get 2 chocolate chips and 1 sugar.
Lindsay, make a 3 chocolate chip. You have no idea how amazing they are.
Okay, sounds great. Oh no, we're gonna miss the movie?
No, we'll make it if we leave right after this.
Oh, you're right. It should be fine. Oh, I've been meaning to tell you, I can't make it to your game night Saturday.
Oh no.
All right, so we're using it in a lot of different ways, ordering food here, guys. It makes me think of a cookie shop up in Breckenridge where we like to go skiing. Sometimes when we stay up there, we'll go and get cookies. It's this whole shop just for cookies and like very thick, intense cookies. Mm. So good. Oh my gosh.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Definitely. All right, so let's go through it. So you said that we'll get 2 chocolate chip and 1 sugar, and I said make it 3 about the chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
right?
Make it three. You got it. So I'm changing my order, right? A little bit. Okay, sounds great. Are we going to miss the movie? No, we'll make it if we leave right after this. So meaning we will arrive on time, right, Michelle?
Uh-huh. Exactly. So instead of saying, no, we'll get there on time, you can just say, no, we'll make it.
Yes. Perfect. I love it. It's so much more casual and conversational and human, right? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And then I said,
You said, I can't make it to your game night on Saturday. So this is about, you know, accepting an invitation or not accepting an invitation.
Yeah. I mean, it's good because, make it end up being casual. It absolutely does. But think about the alternatives. You could say, I can't come to your game night on Saturday, which is fine, but a little boring, a little bland, or I can't attend. That's way too stiff, you know? So make kind of fills that gap here of,
It's really good. It's just, it, to me, this sounds like the most natural out of like, I use a attend, come. I think this is just very natural. Like it rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue, guys. So yeah, go for it. Any takeaway for our listeners for today? What should we leave them with?
Guys, I mean, like we said, this is common and useful. Try, you know, play a little game. Try and replace some of your words with make it. See if they're like, think of situations that are coming up in your life. Do you need to tell someone if you can attend something? Can you use make it instead? So kind of divide it into these categories and see where you can use this, because I think you can pretty much use it every day if you want to. So maybe make it a goal for yourself to try and use one of these in a different way.
Yeah,
every day or every week or something.
Yeah, we could do a follow up on other ways that you could say this. You know, some people like to say, you know, this expression like "make it a great day," right? That idea, very positive. So guys, open your mind to different ways to say things, especially as Michelle said, when you're accepting the invitation, which is the final scenario we talked about here. Don't be so formal all the time, right? This is the way to be casual and fun and build that relationship. So good.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay. Well, this was fun. Great idea, Lindsay. And thank you guys for listening.
Make it a great day, Michelle.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.